Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
We need to focus on the institution, not the individual priests. Practice and policy. Show me the church manipulated the system so that these guys wouldn't have to face charges. Show me they put those same priests back into parishes time and time again. Show me this was systemic, that it came from the top down.
A scene there from the new movie Spotlight. You heard then Globe editor Marty Baron, played by actor Liev Schreiber, prepping the paper's investigative team to pursue the truth about clergy sex abuse. The movie opens tomorrow, and we've been taking a look this week at what Spotlight means for Boston. Well, it's time now to examine how it rates as a movie, especially in the well-trod, much-loved genre of newspaper films. So joining us to help us out is Ty Burr, movie critic for The Boston Globe. Ty, welcome back.
Hello. I'm so unbiased.
I feel like this is one case in which the bias is acceptable. So is it a good movie?
I think so. Luckily, a lot of other people who don't work for the Boston Globe seem to think so as well.
I mean, the praise has been pretty universal.
It has been. You know, you can't please everybody, but by and large, people have been impressed with what they see, and I think there are reasons for that.
Okay. Well, so first of all, just tell us what you think about what Spotlight does in terms of conveying something about journalism and journalists to audience.
Well, it's a process movie. It's a procedure movie. It is about, and I think it's interesting, we're in a movie season where a number of movies are about people coming together to do a job. The Martian is, you know, and granted, Spotlight's something rather different, but still, it's about a group of people, dramatized but not melodramatized, coming together to get something done. And the movie is very focused on how that gets done, to the point where it sounds kind of tedious. It's about people sitting in rooms and talking and getting on the phone and walking around neighborhoods. But the story is so interesting, and the goal is so interesting, and the way they go about their job is it's well acted, not overacted, but very close to the vest. You kind of can't take your eyes off it. It's just a fascinating movie to watch.
Yeah. You know, we began this week by talking with Mike Resendiz and Walter Robinson about what the Spotlight team actually did. You pointed out in your review of the film that you wanted to pay special attention to how Globe editor, or then editor, Marty Baron was portrayed by Liev Schreiber, because you say that Marty Baron was portrayed as kind of a rare kind of editor and leader, the minimalist leader. Why is that significant here?
Well, what I think is interesting, and from as somebody who knows the people involved, it's an interesting catbird seat. So I can see how they created the roles for the movie, and you don't usually get that. And in this case, they really do seem to have taken the personalities that exist in the reporters and created characters rather than the other way around, rather than saying he's the top editor, he's got to be a sort of a cynical, braggart, loud guy. Well, Marty Baron is not like that at all. He's very quiet. He's very thoughtful. He's almost Talmudic. You lean into him, you know, just because you want to hear what he has to say. He's got this very quiet kind of magnetism that draws people in. And that comes across in the movie, and it actually becomes part of what makes it interesting. Who is this guy? Why is he so different? And why is he setting these reporters on this path? You want to know more about him. And it's not a typical Hollywood kind of role.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk more about other great newspaper films, because it really is quite a rich genre. But before we hit some of them, how do you think Spotlight sort of falls in that genre?
You know, I joke rather bleakly that it's maybe the last great newspaper movie.
Because there aren't that many great newspapers.
Well, and the genre is, you know, in a couple of generations, you know, the audience may not know what a actual physical paper is. It certainly follows in the footsteps of All the President's Men. It is in that genre of here's a real story, let's follow the reporters who made it happen. I think it goes even further down that road in ways that are often richer.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these other great films in the newspaper film genre. You just mentioned All the President's Men, 1976, of course, about Woodward and Bernstein and the Washington Post investigation of the Watergate scandal. So we've got a clip here. Jason Robards playing Washington Post editor Ben Bradley.
We're under a lot of pressure, you know, and you put us there. Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment of the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
So you wrote that all the president's men, terms there, or the stakes couldn't be higher, actually, but that all the president's men set the standard for the modern newspaper movie. How did it do that?
Well, by realistically portraying the offices, the vibe, the low ceilings, the fluorescent lighting, the just general non-glamorous, deglamorized office place, and the work ethic, which is that you keep your head down, you take a lot of notes, you talk to everybody. If you're lucky, you get a break. But also, it's a suspense film, and that speech we just heard is a speech. It's a movie speech, and there aren't many of those in Spotlight. It's a little more realistic. And you don't have, mysterious figures in parking garages, and you don't have Robert Redford, the most gorgeous guy in America at that time, playing one of the reporters.
Well, let's hear about a completely different kind of film then, going way back in time, 1940, His Girl Friday. Cary Grant plays Walter Burns, a reporter who tries to use the power of the press to prevent his ex-wife, played by Rosalind Russell, from remarrying. And we've got a scene here where Gene Lockhart, who plays a sheriff, is talking to Cary Grant.
It looks like about 10 years apiece for you two, Burns.
Does it?
Whenever you think you've got the Morning Post licked, it's time for you to get out of town.
Whistling in the dark. Well, that isn't going to help you this time. You're through.
Listen, the last man who said that to me was Archie Leach just a week before he cut his
throat. Is that so? That's so.
We've been in worse jams than this, haven't we, Hilde?
Nope.
You forget the power that always watches over the Morning Post, my
luck's not with you now.
Hello, this is Hartwell.
Says you.
A totally different feel there.
Yeah. Well, that is the classic Hollywood newsroom comedy. And, of course, that movie is a flip-flop of the front page where they reverse the gender of one of the characters. It is celebrated as one of the most fast-talking of Hollywood films. It's actually, the dialogue just whizzes by on purpose. That's the way they did it. Cary Grant cross-referencing his real name in that scene, Archie Leach.
Oh, of course, that's right, yeah.
So it's playful all around, and it really it's one of the high standards of the classic newsroom movie in that these guys are fast, they're cynical, they're witty, they're smarter than you and I, they don't have as much scruples as you and I, but, when it comes down to it, they're going to do the right thing because they've got the press on their side.
Okay, so let's talk about, speaking of scruples, let's talk about another movie that's probably towering in the newspaper film genre. I'm not even going to introduce it. Let's just play this clip.
Is that really your idea of how to run a newspaper?
I don't know how to run a newspaper, Mr. Thatcher. I just try everything I can think of.
Charles, you know perfectly well there's not the slightest proof that this armada's off the Jersey
Hello,
coast.
Hello, Mr. Bernstein.
Excuse me, Mr.
Can you
Kane.
Prove it isn't?
This just
Mr.
Came
Bernstein,
in.
I'd like you to meet Mr. Thatcher.
I'll just...
Mr. Thatcher is one of our most devoted readers. He knows what's wrong with every copy of the Inquirer since I took over.
Citizen Kane, of course.
And the rare movie that's not from the reporter's or editor's point of view, it's from the publisher's point of view. It's, today it would be the Rupert Murdoch story.
Disturbing but true to think about.
I would like to see that. It's witty and it's smart. And does it have a lot to do with actual journalism as a critic? Joseph Cotten plays the drama critic who gets drunk and can't finish his review of his employer's wife. And they Wells Kane has to finish it for him. That has never happened to me. but who knows? Maybe it still could.
Ty, you wrote about other films such as Ace in the Hole, which I've never seen, The Paper, which is actually one of my favorites, and several others. And we've got a link to your article at radioboston.org. But in the last minute or so that we have here, I want to return to something that you said earlier, sort of half jokingly, about Spotlight being maybe the last in the great newspaper films. I mean, I do think there's a tinge of truth to that. Because is there something about how, we do journalism now with social media, internet, et cetera, that is markedly different from the stage that's set in a newsroom where people are coming together, to investigate what people want to stay secret?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this movie takes place a mere 13 years ago, and it feels nostalgic
it
to
does,
me.
Doesn't
there's
it?
There's one shot of the Globe parking lot with a huge billboard for AOL next to it, which obviously, got a dank laugh from, in the screening with the employee screening, shall we say. But who's to say in the next generation what this field is going to look like and where people are going to be getting their information and in what tangible form? It's going to be different. So this kind of newsroom movie, even an outgrowth of the 30s Depression era ones, and certainly the outgrowth of the All the President's Men genre, of which Spotlight is really, an example, it's got to change.
Well, Ty Burr is film critic for the Boston Globe. As we said, you can find a link to his article. It's called Spotlight Rekindles Hollywood's Love-Hate Affair with Newspapers. It's at radioboston.org. Ty, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Megna.
I also now have to add Ace in the Hole
to my
streaming queue. Is it available streaming?
Yeah, it should be. Okay. It's out there. It's a Billy Wilder movie, Kirk Douglas, one of the nastiest reporters in movies ever.
We'll find out. I'll find out if it's on Netflix tonight. Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Megna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.